Now, we do declare truths, and we do deny error. But that's all to get us in tune with the infinite. And once you get in the tune with the infinite, then you shut up and you listen and you let divine mind unfold its own truths to you in your consciousness. And this is what brings about the healing. Now, the reason why many people aren't getting their healings is because they don't go that extra step. They declare the truths and they think that declaration is going to bring about the healing. The truths that God unfolds of himself to himself through us is what brings the healing. And our declarations of truth are only to get us in tune with that. But we all need to see that the only mind we have is God, and that God thinks and acts through man. But it's God who's doing all the acting and all the planning and all the thinking. And we need to tell ourselves, of my own self, I can't think, I can't plan, I can't act. I don't have a personal thinking machine. I've been duped into thinking I've got one, but I really don't. Because all that's here is the mind of God. And this mind is declaring itself clearly and completely and perfectly right where I think I am. And all that I am is mind in perfect action, in perfect operation, and there's nothing else to me. And then I'm listening. Then I'm knowing. Then my consciousness is taking in the allness of God's perfection, and then I'll see it objectified. But as long as I'm letting my mortal mind exist and letting it do the thinking, there's a barrier to taking in the fullness everything God is declaring. A little girl was once asked why you had to be quiet to listen to God. And she said, because his voice is still small. We need to silence our thinking, and we'll be surprised at how loud God will talk. And sometimes he'll talk even when we aren't listening that quietly. I had a friend who was having a very serious problem, and she was so busy just declaring the truths. She said she even got down on her knees, and she just kept declaring one truth after another, and suddenly she heard, Clara, shut up and listen to me. And that's what we have to do. We have to get our consciousness at one with God, and then let his mind unfold and take over. And his mind doesn't know anything about error. And he'll unfold the truths that we need to know, and it will give us the dominion that we're really needing to see, so that the false beliefs leave our consciousness, and when they're not in our consciousness, then they're not going to be in our experience. And so, the summary of this talk is, in one sentence, if you want a better without, let's get God within. Thank you.